奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I bear witness.
要做见证其实比讲道还困难。
To testify is actually more difficult than giving a sermon.
因为这是为什么刚才陈立雄说他做见证的时候他很紧张。
That's why Brother Charles said that it was very nerve-wracking for him to testify.
因为见证有时候看我们听人怎么听。
Because it depends on the hearing of the listeners.
那有时候做见证人会很怕讲出的话会让人误解或者是夺取神的荣耀。
When someone testifies, we're always worried whether or not we're going to steal the glory of God or have people misunderstand us.
所以小弟在做见证的时候比我上来领会还紧张的。
And so I'm more nervous than when I'm delivering a sermon.
但是做见证就是主耶稣当交代我们一定要做的。
But bearing witness or testifying is something that the Lord has a will for us to do.
因为这是从神来的恩典的分享。
Because Lord Jesus wants us to share the blessings we have received from Him.
那这个恩典其实都是很个人性的，我们每个人只能够从每一个信徒身上所领受到的，然后去想主耶稣基督这个神是慈爱公义又是有怜悯的。
And so every person's testimony and story is different, and so it is unique for us, and our perceptions are different as far as what is Jesus' mercy, grace, and love.
神是公平的。
And God is just.
所以我们只能够从别人的身上看到神的作为，然后试着对我们所信的这个神更有信心。
And when we hear these wonderful testimonies from others, it all serves to increase and strengthen our faith.
当小弟刚开始出来接受神学训练的时候，很多人觉得对我很陌生，因为从来没有在教会出现过，很多人从来不知道有这个人，怎么现在突然出来要当传道去了。
When I first came to be a minister, many people didn't know who I was because they never saw me at church before.
那小弟其实是在1993年的时候才来到美国。
Because I came to United States in 1993.
来美国之前在台湾工作了三年，服完兵役工作三年之后再到美国来读书的。
Because after I served in the military and then worked for 3 years before I came to the United States.
那时候已经20几岁了。
At that time I was 20 some years old.
已经结婚了。
I was already married.
那所以一来美国之后就到一个我们说鸟不生蛋的地方，在那边待了9年。
And then I went to a place that is a very remote area where there is no church.And I lived there for 9 years.
是美国最冷的地方，叫做 North Dakota.
And it is the most coldest area in America, which is North Dakota.
那在那边待九年。
And I lived there for 9 years.
之后曾经很短暂的在南加州住过一年，在伯恩教会。
And I lived about 1 year at Bowen Park Church.
那之后一年之后又搬到科罗拉多去了，住到现在。
Then I also moved to Colorado after that and lived there until now.
那在2006年的时候，报名参加我们的神学训练。
In 2006, I enrolled to be a theological student.
其实大部分的弟兄姐妹同龄都不认识我，也不知道这个人是谁啊。
And most people did not know who I was.
因为我在一个地方，在那里，就是因为没有其他弟兄姐妹，只有自己的家庭。后来有几个弟兄、几个同事他们来信主之后，就在那个地方家庭聚会。
And so when I was in Colorado, there was only my family and a few other members.
那现在想说要跟大家来介绍一下说，因为我每个人都要先知道我们自己信仰怎么来的，因为这是很重要的。
First, I would like to testify how our faith came about, my faith came about.
我们每个人一定要了解，我们不管几代，我们都要知道我们最开始的信仰是怎么建立起来的。我们为什么有这个信仰？为什么我们今天不是在别的教会，不是在别的信仰里面？
It is important for every one of us to trace back the history of our faith and how our family came to Christ.
那我个人的背景其实是因为我的妈妈她来教会慕道之后，我才有机会来教会的。
And I came with my mother when she was truth seeking at church.
那我的妈妈是因为她的妈妈因为生病然后接触到耶稣基督的救恩才进入真主教会。
My mother's mother, which is my grandmother, was the one who actually was healed of her illness and came to Christ.
那我的就是我的外婆，她在1963年的时候听到耶稣的救恩。
And so my grandmother was the very first one to hear about the gospel of salvation from the True Jesus Church.
50多年前，那时候她基本上已经觉得人生觉得很痛苦，因为她身上很多疾病。她很虔诚拜神，但是她却不知道这个神到底在哪里。
In 1963, she was already 50 years old, and she really had no will to live anymore. She had so many bodily pains and problems in her body that she really wanted to just end her life.
他们所谓的拜神，他们是用他们的心在拜，但是那个神基本上是不存在的。
And so they would worship idols, but the idols did not exist, even though they worshiped with all their heart.
所以我的外婆她在这个敬拜他的神明的同时，他一直疑惑这个神到底有没有在听他的祈求。
And so when my grandmother was worshiping fervently, she was doubting whether or not God was really listening to her.
有一次，他挑了一担子的那个牲礼，要到庙里面去献给他的神。
And one time she had brought with her a very big burden of wonderful gifts to offer to her idol God.
就在那个庙门口跌倒。
But then she fell right at the entrance.Of the temple.
跌倒就把那个牲礼全部都打翻了嘛。
And then she spilled everything that she had brought to offer to the idol.
那个脚又跌伤，膝盖破掉。
And her kneecap was scraped, and her ankles were twisted.
那时候她就是很疑问，拜神，这个神如果看到的话，保护都来不及了，还要让我遇到这种事情，奇怪，这个神到底在哪里？
And so it gave her doubt, like, if I'm coming to offer gifts to this God, why would He not keep me safe when I'm trying to come and offer Him gifts?
后来有一次，他在听到一个消息，说在某一个地方有一个教会，他们在义诊，你来，你可以免费的领药，医生给你看你的病。
And so one time she heard of a news that if you come here, then there will be a free doctor who can look at you and diagnose your problems, and everything is free.
他是抱着去看这个医生的心情去，结果去了才知道，原来他们在传福音。
And she thought she could see a doctor for free, so she went. But actually, then she found out that it was a church that was preaching the gospel.
那是一个教会，基督教会，他们在那里举开福音布道，然后来听完布道的人之后，就可以去医诊，可以领药。
It was actually a Christian church that was offering medical services after they listened to the gospel that was preached. Then they would be dispensing them of medicine and having free doctor exams.
我的外婆就去了，她听了耶稣这个道理，非常感动啊！她说这么好的事，爱神不用钱的。
And so my grandmother was very delighted to find out that there's free medical services and it's free to receive the salvation.
这个神是活着的，还是？哎，这么关心人，这么有怜悯，跟我所拜的那个神明完全不一样。
And she was so touched that this God was so merciful and so loving and caring for people.
当下她都很喜爱啊，她就想说，哇，这个道理我一定要来了解。所以她聚会完之后，还去问旁边的人说，你再讲一下信耶稣到底怎么回事，讲一下见证给我听，你有没有什么体验？
So she really treasured this gospel because it sounded so much better than what she used to believe. So she even questioned the people next to her, why do you believe in Jesus and what is it like?
然后之后她就把她的教会头他们都有文宣品啊，她就把那个文宣品带回家去了。
Then she brought home some,
就是那个literature上面的
some tracts from the church.
那这些文宣品带回去的时候，他的儿子一口气就把它看完了。
And then her son read through all the tracts after she brought it home.
那时候，这个大儿子在学校教书当老师。
At that time, her oldest son was a teacher at school.
他同时也接触到耶稣的道理了。
And at that time, he also received the gospel preached to him.
结果他这个就发现说，这个神很好，跟他们以前所认为的那个神是。雕刻出来坐在那个庙里完全不一样。
And so my oldest brother and my grandmother both, her oldest son and my grandmother both felt that this gospel was so precious because this is a God that's totally different from the gods they had before. They were the God is so loving and so genuine and so free.
后来他就我的外婆哈，他现在说信耶稣呢。后来他就继续到这个地方去。
And so
其实要。大概是十几公里以外的地方，一个镇上。
And so she would travel over 10 kilometers away to go attend this church.
我是住在台湾的嘉义的乡下。
And I was living in a village that is the outskirts of 嘉义 in Taiwan.
叫做六角乡。
And it's called 六角香.
很多人连台湾来, 你听过没听过的?
And a place this is so remote that I'm sure you never heard of it.
我们住的那个地方叫蒜头,
and that place, I live in a place called Garlic.
对，就是咖喱的，就是蒜头。 那所以很多人都不知道这是什么地方，这个很偏僻的小地方啊。
And so we live in this very backward and remote village.
而且听了那个道理之后，那即使你说这个很偏僻哈。 1930年代的时候，真耶稣教会就传去那里了。
Even though it was so remote, but in 1930, Trudy's church had already reached and preached to that location.
但我外婆要来信主的时候，那时候已经在那边传了30几年了。
And when my grandmother came to Christ, Trudy's church had already been preaching gospel there for 30 some years.
但是从来没有人去跟她讲说，你信耶稣要来真耶稣教会。But
nobody ever passed on the message to her that if you want to believe in Jesus Christ, you should come to Trudy's church.
结果我外婆就真的到那个。 跑老远跑到那个北港去
And so my grandmother would always travel over 10 kilometers to attend this church.
然后去那边听了道理，跟牧师说：“哦，这个道理很好，我想要信，可不可以到我家来讲给我的先生、我的孩子、我的家人听？”
And she would talk to the minister over there and said, "This gospel is so wonderful. Can you come with me and visit my home and preach this gospel to my husband, my family members?"
结果那个牧师跟他说：“你们家那么偏僻，那么远。”
But then the minister said to her, "Well, you live so far away.
我这么忙,
I'm very busy. I'm sorry, I can't help you.
你如果去找五户来, 你们家如果找五户, 我就去。
If you were to gather five families together, then I'll be willing to visit your village."
还好,
and thank God that this minister was too busy to come.
在当时候哪里那么简单, 在乡下, 那个封闭的地方, 找到五户来的信耶稣, 那是不可能的事。
Because it is almost impossible for my grandmother to find five other families who's willing to worship Lord Jesus with her.
这是为什么今天我们如果听到有人要信耶稣, 再远都要去, 一个人也要去。
And so today, if we hear that there's somebody who wants to hear the gospel, then no matter how far it is, we need to go there and preach to them the gospel.
那个牧师如果真的一去了, 可能我的外婆就不是在真耶稣教会了。
And if this minister had gone at her request, today my grandmother's faith would have established in the other church and not in Trudy's church. But we know that those who have been destined and called by God, they will eventually come to this church.
长话短说，就是因为这样，我外婆没有办法，她只好回去了。
And so my grandmother was helpless, and so she went home.
她回去的时候就跟她的孩子说，她现在听到耶稣，到底想要来信耶稣。
And so when she told her children that Jesus is so wonderful. You need to believe in Jesus.
那这个小孩子都大家都很好，说妈妈要信，我们都同意啊，没问题的。
And so all her children said, "Oh, sure. Since mom wants to believe, we'll all believe."
啊，结果因为我那时候外婆家他们在开碾米厂，所以很多那个顾客都到他家里去。
And so my grandmother had a grain mill store. So all different customers from the village would come to her house to her store to buy grain.
隔壁村的一个我们真耶稣教的信徒。
And so there was another Trudy's church member that came from a different village.
那他到他那个到他家里面去买米。
And he came to purchase some grain from my grandmother.
结果就聊天聊聊，他说他啊，信耶稣了。
And so he started to preach to her about believing in Lord Jesus Christ.
结果听到我的外婆说要信耶稣，他就跟他说你要信耶稣，要跟我去。
And so once this brother heard that she wanted to believe in Jesus, he said to her, "Then, if you want to believe in Jesus, come to my church.
不要跑那么远啊。
You don't need to travel so far.
你要信耶稣，要信那个守安息日，礼拜六的。
If you really want to believe in Jesus, you should believe in the one that worships on Sabbath day, Saturday.
要那个信那个有圣灵的。
You have to believe in a church that has a Holy Spirit.
而且要信真耶稣教会。
And you have to believe in a true church. The church that's called True Jesus Church.
因为只有这个教会啊，才是。 完全遵照神的圣经里面的教训。
Because only this church preaches completely according to the truth of the Bible.
那时候我的外婆什么都不懂，就说啊，信耶稣，那不用跑那么远，哇，他就好啊，那我就跟你去。
And my grandmother didn't know any difference, so she just thought, okay, well, if this church is closer to me, then I'll go to this church.
因为之前她其实已经曾经看过信耶稣的人，每一个星期六的时候。 成群结队，因为他们从隔壁村的整个家人用走的走过去，要到教会去聚会。他在田里面看见的时候，就觉得很羡慕。
And actually, my grandmother, in the previous times when she was working in the field, she would often see Trudy's church members from the other village walk with all their family members slowly on Sabbath day to the church. And so she's always looking at this group of people going to church on Sabbath days.
这群这么好，每一周都有一天不用工作，然后就走走走，好像散步那样郊游。 到了教会去聚会，哦，很羡慕，但是他又不敢说，哦, 我跟你们去，他就想说他们去入教就是背叛祖宗的人。
And so she has always admired them from afar and wished that she could be just like them to have a day of Sabbath rest and to be able to go and see God. But she thought that since they all were betraying their ancestors by going to church, she couldn't join them even though she really wanted to.
所以后来她就甚至加入他们，去跟他一起走去教会聚会。
But now that she's willing to believe in Jesus Christ, she became one of them too. And so on Saturday, she would also walk with this group of people to church.
走了大概至少要一个多小时吧，一个小时走到当时候的宜寮教会。
And so they would walk about an hour's distance to go to a church in Taiwan called 宜寮 Church.
那个宜寮教会很简单啊，我去过，那个实在是很落后的地方。
And if you ever been to 宜寮 Church, you would know what a backward church it is. It's very It doesn't have any. It's no frills.
60年前的教会跟现在的非洲教会还惨。
The church in Taiwan in a backward village is even worse than a church in Africa today.
那个教会是用土泥土造的，屋顶是盖茅草的。
And so that church is made of mud and straw.
所以是很简单的。
It was very simple.
因为那里很偏僻，很穷啊。
Because that place was very a poor and very remote area.
那时候去过的人都知道宜寮有三多，三种很多东西的。
Okay. And so everyone who has been to 宜寮 Church knows that there's three things that they have a lot of:
苍蝇、
flies、
蚊子、
mosquitoes、
跳蚤、
and fleas.
就是三多，而且他吃饭的时候，那个饭上面全部都苍蝇，黑黑的，
so, if you're
像芝麻饭一样。
If you are eating a bowl of rice, it will be looking like a bowl of sesame on top because it's all flies.
因为附近都养猪啊、养鸡啊、养兔子啊，都是养动物，当然就有很多。
It's because nearby there's a lot of pigsties and chicken feed and duck feed, so it's really smelly there. So your whole rice is black.
但是虽然这么简陋，但是很奇妙的就是那个教会，你一走进去，我的外婆跟我说，她一进去，她觉得说，她说她那个心头上的石头就掉下去了。
And so, even though it was such an impoverished and lowly church, but she could feel, my grandmother said, as soon as she entered the church doors, she felt the burden in her heart completely rolled away.
她听了那个道理之后，她心里面充满无比的喜乐。
And when she heard the gospel, she was filled with joy.
所以呢，她当下就决定说，我要信耶稣，我绝对不再去拜偶像了。
And at the moment, she made a resolution that I would definitely believe in Lord Jesus Christ. I would not go back to that old idol of mine.
当时我就跟教会要求。到我们家来聚会。
And so she immediately requested the church to please come to my house and have family Bible studies.
所以从那个时候开始，从慕道开始，教会就安排到他的家去家庭聚会。
And so from that point forward, Trudy's church started having family services in her home.
这个就是真主教跟其他教会不一样的地方。
And this is the difference between our church and other churches.
没有说你去找五户啊。
And they never said, go find five families.
她说要信，就去他们家家庭聚会了。
As soon as she said she was willing to believe,We went immediately to her house.
结果就这样子。
And it was this way.
我外婆的这个小孩，他们就有机会来听道理。
And so my grandmother and her entire family could come and believe in Christ.
那就是因为这样子这样机会，我的母亲才有机会来听道理。
And because of this, my mother also was able to listen to this gospel.
那时候我的母亲她那时候已经嫁出去了，因为她是长女。
And so because my mother was the oldest daughter, she was already married.
上面有一个哥哥。
She had an older brother.
哥哥当老师去了。
And the oldest brother already became a teacher.
这个大女儿哈，通常都是最辛苦的。
And so the oldest daughter usually has to suffer the most.
就没办法读书。
And she couldn't go to school.
所以就小学都没毕业，就叫被人家挺起来说不要去上学了，来工作，要家庭需要人手。
And so as soon as she finished elementary school, she was told to quit school and help with the field work at home.
20多岁可以结婚的时候就把她嫁出去了。
And as soon as she reached 20 years old, she was married off.
就嫁到同村里面的人。
And she married off to someone in the same village.
从小我就很羡慕那个到外婆家的那个体验，书本上写的啦。书本上写说到外婆家哈、哦，要坐火车过山洞长又长。然后又车上又可以吃东西，又可以聊天，又可以哇，很喜乐的那个旅程了、
啊。Before I used to read a lot of books where we were going to be visiting my grandmother, that people would go through trains, they would eat wonderful things, they have to travel under tunnels in the cave.
我们这个下新一辈的不懂，因为这是以前台湾的那个 小学课本里面都会有的，到外婆家嘛，那个国文课本里面的课文呢。
But when I read it, I don't understand.
啊，结果就没有机会，我的外婆家就在我们同村里面，走路五分钟就到了。
Because my grandmother was only 5 minutes away, walking distance, so I never have to travel far. We can go home.
也没有机会坐过火车。
I never had a chance to go on a train.
但是又话说回来，就因为感谢主，就是因为这么近，所以很自然的，我的妈妈就能够去参加家庭聚会。
So thank God, it's because my grandmother was so close to us that my mother could attend the services and at family services at my grandmother's home so often.
那是我的母亲已经嫁出去了。
But because my mother had already been married,
生了一个儿子,
she already had a son,
肚子里面怀了一个小孩,
and then she was also pregnant with a second.
然后听到她的妈妈说信耶稣之后很多的病都被医治了。
And so when my grandmother said that if you believe in Jesus, then you will be healed of a lot of your infirmities.
从来墓道开始，我的外婆她就把那些拜偶像的东西除掉，然后就专心靠祷告，把那身上的疾病真的都医好了。
And so my grandmother had a lot of faith. She immediately upon believing Lord Jesus, she removed all the idols in her homes, and she also started praying for the healing of all her sicknesses. And from that point forward, all her illnesses were cleansed and healed.
就开始体验神的恩典，主耶稣的恩典。
And she experienced the miracles of God.
但是那个恩典也不是说你白白坐在那边就会有啊。
But that blessing did not come just automatically.
那个恩典是因为信心，因为相信耶稣，付出一个行动。
But that blessing came only because she had action. Which follow her faith.
那个行动就是她有一个热心，所要追求更认识耶稣。
Because she had the action to seek after and pursue after God, know Lord Jesus even better.
所以从她开始慕道的时候，那时候刚好碰到，因为我们那时候早期台湾在灵恩布道会的时候，各教会地方的信徒都去参加，到各地方去参加灵恩布道会了。
And so she continued to pursue and seek after truth, so she would go attend spiritual convocations at all the various churches.
那个时候刚好碰到嘉义教会现在的会堂在现堂。1963 or 64
At that point, she also went to Jiayi Church, which is one of the largest churches in Taiwan. And at that time, they were just dedicating their church around
1963 or 64.
Since it was such a big church and also it was church dedication, many villagers from all different villages would come close together to attend the spiritual convocation.
其实很远的，他那个坐车要坐一个多小时，20-30 kilometers，大概二十迈尔 away 啊。
So it's about 20-30 kilometers away, which is 30 miles away.
所以那时候其实不简单，但是他们就是弟兄姐妹邀着一起去啊，一起去住在教会里面。
So all the brothers and sisters from far away would gather together and go together as a group.
他到教会去加一参加灵会，他就得恩典。
And so when she, they all go there, they stay overnight, and when she went there, she received blessing from God. Her kneecap problems was immediately healed. Originally, my grandmother could not kneel.
结果弟兄姐妹说，靠信心跪下去，不用害怕。
But then the brother sisters encouraged us that just kneel down using your faith, and you'll be healed.
就这样子跪下去祷告30-40 minutes, 1 hour.
And so she knelt down in faith for 30, 40, 60 minutes, and she was immediately healed.
以前台湾在联合会的时候，最长的就是祷告。
And so in Taiwan at that time, the spiritual convocations always had lengthy prayers.
我后来发现，没有30 minutes都不会摇铃的。
And so in Taiwan, unless it's at least 30 minutes, they would not ring the bell.
我那时候小时候觉得好久。
At that time when I was little, I just thought 30 minutes was so long.
但是后来现在慢慢习惯，已经觉得30 minutes很快就过去了。说实在的。
But now I'm so used to it. 30 minutes is very fast. To me, it's like only a few minutes.
但是就是因为去参加敬会哦，所以他就跪下去祷告，就这样祷告跟主耶稣求。
If you concentrate, it'll pass very quickly. And so she just did that. She concentrated and she prayed very hard for blessings.
结果他那个腿的毛病，主耶稣帮他医好。
And so her legs were healed by the Lord.
后来。又跑到新港去参加灵恩布道会，新港教会，另外一个隔壁的教会。
Another neighboring church, 新港 Church, to also attend their spiritual convocation.
他们都是这样子，到处去参加灵恩会，但是就得恩典了。
And this is their habit to keep attending, church after church of spiritual convocation.
结果到那边去灵恩会的时候，神把他那个胃跟眼睛的毛病就医好了。
And so when she went to the second church, 新港 Church, her stomach gastric problems were healed, and her eyes were also healed.
在那个地方又得圣灵。
And she also received a Holy Spirit there.
哇，所以那个恩典很多。
So my grandmother received a lot of blessings.
所以后来让那个病就这样子都 靠着祷告就都得医治了。
And that's how she had healing of all her infirmities.
1964年四月的时候。
In 1964 April.
全家都要受洗。
Then the whole family was completely baptized.
最大的26岁，最小的6岁。
From age 6 to 26 years old.
啊，但是我们妈妈已经嫁出去了，不属这个家庭了，没有办法洗礼。
The only one who couldn't get baptized was my mother, since she had already been married off.
但是那个时候，就是因为到我的外婆家一家人去，我妈妈她也可以去参加。
But because there's family services in my grandmother's house, she would always go and attend it every week.
当时候，那第一次家族受洗的时候，我的外公跟我的妈妈没有受洗。
And so at that time, my grandfather did not get baptized, and my mother did not get baptized.
我的外公他当时也不信神的人。
Because my grandfather was an atheist.
虽然他的太太一直拜神拜那么尽心尽意的。
Even though my grandmother was very devout.
我的外公觉得说你拜这个没有用啊。
Because my grandfather thought this is useless and meaningless.
想想也是对啊，他说人刻的，你拜什么
？He said all those idol images are carved by man. Why would you worship these idols?
说实在，我外公比较聪明。
And so my grandfather was actually smart.
所以他就不要信。他就不信了。
And so he never believed in it.
他就去靠药，你生病就吃药就好，看医生就好了。
And so my grandfather said, if you're sick, just go buy some medicine.
所以他就不相信这个神的那个能力。
And so he never believed in power of God.
虽然这个太太在信主听福音之后，哎，发现这个家庭整个气氛就不一样。
And as soon as my grandmother started believing, then the whole family atmosphere changed.
就是那个家庭变得。里面有神里面的平安跟喜乐。
Because within that family, you can find peace and harmony and the joy of God.
但是我的外公他自己本身没有体验呢。
But my grandfather did not experience this.
所以一年之后他们要去洗礼，他说啊，你们先去洗。
And so after a year of truth seeking, they all went to be baptized, but he said, you just go by yourself. I don't want to go.
我再等等，我以后再洗没关系。
And I'll just be baptized maybe later on when I'm ready.
结果他就很 ticky 啊，他就说，真的有神吗？
He was very stiff-necked, and he just wondered, is there really a God?
虽然家庭已经这样子，他还是觉得不太肯定了，想说再等等吧。
Although he had seen that the family did receive a lot of blessings, he remained very stubborn.
等到隔一年的时候，他自己碰到问题了。
But then a year later, he also met his own problems.
他碰到当时候在台湾西海岸有一个很流行病叫做五角病。
And at that time, there was a plague or
是重金属中毒砷中毒的重金属那个 heavy metal 中毒。
Oh, it was a contamination by heavy metal.
啊，这个那个脚就是变黑啊，最后就把它锯掉，没有办法，没有药医，也不知道为什么。
And so it polluted the water. So if anybody was infected by this metal contamination, their feet will turn black.
所以最后都是要锯掉。
And so everyone's feet who's turned black has to be amputated.
所以那时候好多。当地那时候很多人都是一只脚的。
And so at that time, a lot of villagers had only one feet.
那后来我的外公自己也得了这个病啊。
And so my grandfather also got this disease.
医生也没有办法了。
And the doctors couldn't heal him.
如果你不靠神，你就靠医生没有办法，最后的结果就是对不起，那只脚就不见了。
And so since the doctors couldn't heal his metal poisoning, there's nothing that could be done.
结果呢？现在家人说，那怎么可能？这个事情怎么可以发生呢？
And so
怎么办？靠祷告吧！你要不要来靠神信耶稣
？And so the family said to him, "Now, are you willing and ready to believe in Jesus? If you believe in Jesus, Jesus could heal you."
感谢主！最后我的外公因着这个病被主耶稣医治，他就体验到。
And so thank the Lord because of this disease, my grandfather was healed, and he also personally experienced Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣比医生还高明。
Lord Jesus is a greater physician than all the physicians.
所以他就。隔一年他就受洗。
And so he also got baptized the following year.
那现在剩下我的妈妈。
And then the only one left in the whole family that was not baptized was my mom.
那我妈那时候已经嫁出去，她知道她自己的家庭娘家得到这么多恩典，很高兴的就回去告诉她的丈夫、她的婆婆，信耶稣很好。
And so my mother heard all these wonderful testimonies from my grandmother's house. So she too went home and told her husband, which is my father, and also her in-laws.
哪里知道？不讲还好，一讲人家知道哦，你应该常常跑回娘家去，就是去，听说是信耶稣去了。
But then, when she shared of this gospel, instead of being glad, they persecuted her. She said, "No wonder you always go back to your mother's home."
原来就是 跑到娘家去听听道理，然后要背叛祖宗，一口就回结，不可能，不可以。
And no wonder you go back so often because you're attending these Bible studies, whatever it is, and you should not do that anymore because then you are betraying our ancestors.
那时候，我妈妈开始来慕道的时候，我的姐姐还在她的肚子里面。
And at that time, when my mother came to attend the Bible studies, my older sister was still in her stomach.
那时候她就，我的妈妈那时候为了要参加聚会啊，只好偷偷的去了。
And so my mom would secretly go attend the service.
因为她知道这个道理很好，她也知道说，哇，她一听到信耶稣，她说，我也要啊，这个这么好的道理，我怎么可以不要？
Because she really loves this gospel, she really wants to be able to receive this gospel. It's so wonderful to her.
但是没有办法，她没有办法说我要就可以了。
But even though she wanted to be a part of this, to receive the gospel, she didn't have the blessing to receive it.
结果常常她能够去的时间就是家庭聚会，每一周的一次的家庭聚会，晚间的时候。
And so she would at night time secretly attend these family services.
她就把到要洗衣服的时间呢，她就把衣服腾出去说要去洗衣服，就把那个衣服放着，然后跑到教会去，跑到娘家去聚会了。
And so she would pretend she's taking clothes out to wash her clothes. Instead, she left the dirty laundry there and just ran to her mom's home to attend the family service.
等她聚会完的时候再回来，再赶快洗衣服了。洗完的时候三更半夜了。
As soon as the service is over, she'll come back and wash her clothes and then come home. And by then, it will be very late at night.
但是这个酗酒人家总是知道，所以每次回来的时候都会有问题的。
But after
a while, 那个逼迫阻挡就来了。
Persecution started because people found out what she was doing, that she was secretly attending the services.
所以自从我被生下来的时候，
and so as soon as I was born,
因为后来隔一年我就被生下来了。
Because I was born the following year.
啊，结果呢，我一生下来的时候，自从我在襁褓当中，等到会走路跟着妈妈的时候，就是跟着妈妈去家庭聚会。
And so since I was a baby and I was born, I would always follow my mother to attend the family services.
回来的时候一定看到那个不好看的场面。
And every time I came back, I saw how my mother was persecuted.
那个场面就是，你看夫妻吵架。
And there was arguments and yelling.
那有时候就是会被打。
And my mother would be beaten.
那小时候小孩子也会被打几次的。
And children too would also be beaten.
但是其实这个做父亲的他在逼迫其实都主要是针对这个太太这个妈妈嘛。
But my father was directing his attacks toward my mother.
因为总是觉得说这个孩子都是被你带去的。
Because these children have been taken by you.
但是总是每次去家人聚会的时候心里都有一个阴影。
And so every time we go to attend the service, we always had this fear lurking in the back of our minds.
就想说回去的时候，最好我们回到家的时候，我爸爸还没回来。
Hopefully that when we get home, our dad isn't home yet.
不然就是他已经在睡觉了。
Or that our father is sleeping.
反正就是总是想说回去的时候就是就会很不愉快了。
Because after we go home, it will be very scary.
所以当时候自从懂事的时候，我就是在这种信仰冲突的环境里面长大的。
And so this is a type of persecution that I lived in, that environment.
可是那时候，我那时候也不是很清楚说为什么妈妈要这么坚持。
I wasn't sure why my mother was so insistent on this faith.
哎，不了解大人的世界，为什么信耶稣去教去外婆家听道理，为什么会这么生气啊？为什么需要这样子吗？
Why is it that my father is so angry? Why is this causing so much disturbance in our home?
去聚会也没有做什么坏事啊。
There's nothing bad that we're doing when we go to service.
听道理、祷告、唱诗，然后之后有东西可以吃，
All we're doing is listening to gospel, singing hymns, praying, and then having yummy stuff to eat afterwards. How bad could this be?
但是你现在不信人，他觉得这个事情就是好像做天大的错事这样，回去就要被修理。
But when we get home, it seems like we committed a great sin, and then you would be punished for it.
那后来我等到长大以后，后来才发现，其实是因为圣书教会才会被这样，才会这样子。
And as I grew older, then I came to understand that it's only because of True Jesus Church that this persecution occurred.
因为我们说不可以再去参与拜偶像的事情了。
Because in our True Jesus Church, we said we cannot worship ancestors.
因为后来我发现我的大伯，他们也曾经到其他教会去聚会。
Because my My oldest uncle also goes to another Christian church.
他们去过很多不同的教会。
They actually visited many other Christian churches.
但是他们去聚会都没有关系，因为他们还是可以拿香拜拜，没有问题。
Because when they go to the other churches, they are permitted to still use the incense and to worship their ancestors.
所以我的奶奶，我的奶奶不会禁止他们说不可以去啊。
And so my grandmother on my father's side would never prohibit them from going to church.
所以最大的冲突其实是因为不在。拜祖先这件事情啊。
And so the greatest issue of contention was the fact that in Trudy's church you're not allowed to worship ancestors.
他觉得这个是不孝。
Because they felt that this is a going against filial piety.
其实这个是个误解。
Actually, this is a misunderstanding.
自从我妈妈信主以后，她还没有受洗，她是在墓道当中。
And so even though my mother had not been baptized, but she believed in Jesus and she continued to seek out the truth.
她就听到圣经里面的教导。
She already heard the truth that's preaching gospel in the
Bible. 你要孝敬父母。
She heard that in the Bible it says that you must honor your parents.
所以她其实她对她的婆婆，对她家人都很好啊。
And so she was very good to her in-laws and to her parents.
所以她是尽量的要把那个道理行出来。
She wanted to practice the Bible teachings.
那个婆婆看到她是信耶稣，就对她很真的是。我自己做孙子的看出来，觉得说真的是没有道理了。
And so the mother-in-law treated her daughter-in-law, which is my mother, very harshly.
只是因为不同信仰。
And only because of the difference in faith.
所以当时候，但是他知道信耶稣这件事情是很宝贵的。
But because my mother knew how precious it was to know the Lord Jesus.
只有这一条路才能够进天国。
And she recognized that this is the only path to heaven.
也只有耶稣才是真神。
And she knew that only Lord Jesus Christ is
the
true God.
都不是，都没有用。
No other church, no other way would help her.
所以她就很坚持，一定要在这里，一定要遵守神的教训。
And so she kept this faith and kept this belief alive.
那所以呢，即使你知道，通常如果在这种情况下，第一个就说要离婚。
And so usually under such circumstances, they'll probably get divorced.
但是我妈妈说不可以，怎么可以离婚？
But my mother did not want to get divorced because that's against the
teaching. 圣经说不可以离婚。
Because the Bible says do not divorce.
我妈妈当然坚持不行啊。
So my mother insisted not to
divorce. 我的奶奶，不过她已经过世，她那时候还说，我一直劝我爸爸说，这个人不要了。
But my grandmother, my father's side, kept telling my father to just divorce her, let her go.
但是想到孩子，她想说。圣经的道理绝对要忍。
And so my grandmother continued to stay because my mother continued to stay because she didn't want the children to be without a father. She wanted to keep the teachings of the Bible.
那结果就这样子，我妈妈经过了16年的墓道的生活。
And so because of this, my mother had to be a truth seeker for 16 years.
这16年的生活就是我在家里面生活的时间，看着她每一天每一个安息日怎么样。在那个冲突当中过日子。
And so for 16 years of my life, I saw how my mother was persecuted and suffered every Sabbath day for her belief in God.
那当时候最大的困难就是我妈妈要受洗那一次。
And the most difficult time was when my mother was going to get baptized.
那时候我已经九年级的高中生了。
At that time, I was already ninth grade in high school.
我的姐姐是十年级。
And my sister was 10th grade.
我妈妈她要受洗的时候，她先事先跟我爸说她要去受洗。
And before my mother was to be baptized, she said to my father, "I'm going to go get baptized."
为什么我妈她决定要受洗
？Why is it that she finally decided to get baptized?
经过了十几年的墓道之后
，Because after 16 years of truth,
其实她一早就她一开始就想要受洗的。
Actually, she wanted to be baptized from the very beginning.
可是当她道理越听越明白以后
，But the more she understood the gospel,
她发现没有受洗进入这个门，永远都是门外汉。
Because if she knew that if she was not baptized, she would never enter into the true grace of the Lord.
今天不管我们到教会来慕道多热心、多长聚会怎么样
，No matter how often you come here to seek the truth,
只要还没有经过洗礼就不算。
But without going through water baptism, you're not counted as a member.
就不是神的儿女，就没有被神称义。
And you will not be justified.By the blood of Christ to be called the sons and children of God.
所以，当我妈妈她了解这个道理，她就会发现，不行。如果这样子，万一有什么事情发生啊，没有受洗，你 被逼迫都白费了。
And so my mother came to the realization that even though she suffered persecution all these years, it was for nothing because she hasn't even become a child of God yet.
所以在1980年的时候
So in 1980,
我的妈妈下定决心在4月应该是4月1号她那一次的灵恩布道会她跟我的父亲说她要受洗
My mother made a final determination that she would be baptized on April 1st of 1980.
之前因为我们在这个情况下通常教会都要求说你要通知你的丈夫嘛丈夫还没信啊
And so usually churches will say you need to let your spouse know and gain their consent.
但是当然已经大了不需要签名啊
But now since she's already an adult she doesn't need a signature.
但是我的妈妈正在跟我爸爸说她要受洗她就跟她说你敢去你就看看
But nevertheless my mother informed my father that I'm going to get baptized and my father'sGave her a threat that if you go, just watch and see what happens.
结果我妈就不管了。
My mother didn't care.
已经等了这么久，16年了，不受洗，这个时候不受洗，什么时候啊？等到什么时候
？She didn't care about the consequences because she said she's waited for 16 years.
她已经下定决心了。
She has made her decision.
不管怎么样。
No matter what happens to her.
如果死了也没关系啊。
If she dies, that's it.
至少可以进入神的国，得救就好。
At least she can be saved and go to heaven.
那神一定会保守恩典够用
and there will be sufficient grace in Christ for her
准备了一颗哈、哦、死了没关系的那个决心
and so she had a heart that was willing to die for Christ
那教会的那个洗礼通常都是以前是星期六下午安息日聚会完之后去洗礼
and so usually in the past the church would have baptism Saturday afternoons
然后回来礼拜天的时候在洗脚礼然后再迎圣餐结束
and so then the following Sunday the following day which is Sunday then they will have foot washing and holy communion
但是也是因为这样说有人忘记 洗脚、
but because of this sometimes in the past people have forgotten to receive foot washing
因为有人忘记礼拜天想说没洗完洗礼好了就隔天有什么事情忘记说没有去教会接受洗脚礼
people got baptized Sabbathon Saturday and then they forget that they need to come back for foot washing the next day
后来现在就把它改成洗礼洗脚礼圣餐就一起办了
and that's why nowadays our sacraments are done together on Sunday we have water baptism foot washing holy communion all on the same day
洗礼完回来之后
and after she was baptized that Saturday evening
那个晚上
that very evening
那就是眼睁睁的看着妈妈被打没有真的也没有办法做什么
I could only watch my motherbe beaten alive
那个场面你做孩子的一句话都不敢吭啊
and as a child I was helpless there's nothing I can say
但是你心里就在想说这个道理是值得追求的
but there was one question in my heart is this gospel worth all the suffering
因为这是我妈妈她留给我一个榜样
and this is the example my mother left for me
我的妈妈愿意用生命去换的这个道理我一定要搞清楚
If my mother is willing to give her life in exchange for this gospel,
这个神我一定要认识
then I must come to understand this gospel and I have to understand this God.
所以这个道理带给这个家庭其实就是真的是像圣经讲的主耶稣说、哦、他来了地上会起冲突家人会起冲突真的是这样子的
And so this is just as what Lord Jesus said in the Bible that I have come to bring a sword in the family that the family will have division.
但是福音书里面说我们如果没有爱耶稣胜过爱我们的父母妻子儿女甚至我们的生命不配做耶稣门徒
But the scriptures also said that if we do not love Lord Jesus more than our family members our wives our husbands and even our own life then we're not worthy to be called his disciples
不背着耶稣十字架跟从他的也不配做他的门徒
And those who are not willing to carry your cross and follow JesusThen you're not worthy to be my disciples.
当时我的母亲她这样子留下一个榜样，让我去效仿、去想了。
And so this left a deep impression in my heart, as to see how my mother was suffering.
这个当时候这种场面留在我的脑筋里面都很清楚。
And this deep impression continued to play in my mind.
那这样的一个征战已经经过快50年了。
And this event has already passed for 50 years.
这个要自己的家人要信主真的是不容易如果没有主耶稣开路真的很难
and to have family members come to Christ is indeed a very difficult matter
我的父亲到现在还没有信主。
Even till now, my father is still a non-believer.
虽然他的儿子当传道。
Even though, his child son, that's me, I'm a preacher today.
但是他说有一天呢、啊，有一天。
But he still says maybe one day.
但是我相信真的是有一天的、啊，时候还没到而已。
But I believe that there will be one day when he will come to believe.
但是这个现在情况已经跟以前完全不一样了。
But now the situation is totally different than before.
现在不会再有逼迫。
And there's no more persecution.
但是这个逼迫现在这个困难是我们在我们每个人自己的心里，你怎样去克服，去等候神。
But now the persecution is in our hearts. How do we wait upon the Lord?
永不灰心。
How do we hold on to a hope without losing?
从小祷告当中，我妈妈都告诉我一个祷告代祷事项：全家信主。
And so from the time I was small, my mother always told us, pray so that whole family will be. Believers in the Lord.
那所以当时候其实信仰这个接触这个福音之后，我的这个自己的体验就是说，一个信主的家庭跟没有信主的家庭真的是天壤之别。
And so at that time, I could clearly see a family that believed in the Lord is completely different from a family that does not believe in the Lord.
那个平安喜乐哈，真的是因着耶稣来到这个家庭。
Those that believe will receive peace, joy, and blessings from the Lord.
但是另一方面，有逼迫、有冲突也会出现了。
But on the other hand, you also see persecution, suffering.
但是你要不要坚持，还是要妥协让步呢
？Are you willing to persevere in your faith, or are you just going to compromise?
那当时候，我的妈妈呢，她的这样的生活哈，她这个婚姻呢，给我们这个孩子哈，心里面有一个很大的感叹呢。
And so, when at that time my mother's marriage actually gave us a lot of sorrow.
我们心里面都三个孩子都想，以后结婚对象一定要是相同信仰的。
And so, all three of our children knew that in the future, when we get married, we need to marry someone that's of the same faith.
因为那个不同的信仰里面所产生的冲突哈，你没有经过人，真的你没有办法想象有多痛苦。
Because a husband and wife who have different faithwill cause such great problems in the family. You cannot imagine the degree of suffering.
所以当然我们现在像我妈妈的情况，她自己在跟我说，因为已经没有办法，已经先嫁了。
But for my mother, she explained to me that it's because she was already married before this gospel came into her life.
如果还没有嫁，她说打死也不要嫁。
She knew that this was going to happen. She would have believed and never even married, even if upon her death.
因为她知道这个有多苦啊。
Because the suffering was so intense.
所以我们主内弟兄姐妹，我们一定要谨慎的哈，这个婚姻上一定要谨慎。
And so, brothers and sisters,
当我们有选择的时候，我们一定要选择同一个信仰在主里面。
If you have free choice to marry, make sure you marry within the Lord.
因为这里面还那个孩子里面在里面所看到那个冲突哦，如果不是神保守，真的你会看到说，需要为了这个信仰做这个牺牲吗？
Because you'll expose your children to a lot of pain and suffering, because then you'll question why is this all necessary.
我自己的家庭其实如果撇开信仰不讲，是很和谐的。我爸爸也是很好的人。
If we were to put aside the faith, actually my family is a good family. My father is a good man.
我的小学同学有一次到我家里面去，看着我们的那个家的窗户，在那边看着我们家在吃饭呢。
And so one time I had a classmate come over to my house and he was peeking through the window to see how our family's having our dinner.
他就很羡慕了。
And he really admired our family.
他说因为家里吃饭的时候有说有笑嘛，就很 happy 这样。
Because he saw how our family would talk and laugh and eat together.
啊，他自己的家庭，他爸爸很严很凶。
But in his own family, his father was very fierce.
所以他说每次吃完的时候很紧张啊
，frightening. So if they're going to have a meal, it's a very difficult.
一点也没有享受那个餐吃饭嘛。
Difficult experience because they cannot eat in peace without fear.
啊，结果我那个同学就说：“哇，你看他就说，好羡慕你的家庭。
”And so my classmate actually said, "Oh, I really admire your family."
但是因为他没有看到礼拜六。
But that's because he never saw what happens on Sabbath days.
他看到那个有信仰冲突，就真的是完全不一样。
Then he would have seen that is a war in my home.
每一周都一样，每一个安息就是一个循环。
Every week is the same. It's always a cycle of violence.
等到好不容易这样气温比较好的时候，礼拜六又到了。
Then we are so we were hoping for a good harmonious time this next week, but it never happens because Saturday is at hand.
但是就是因为这样子，所以我的妈妈她很坚持安息日，她说安息日很重要的。
Because of this, my mother really insisted on keeping a Sabbath day.
如果安息日她不去守，她接下来这个礼拜她就妥协。
Because she knew that if she didn't keep the Sabbath, she would compromise. And
她觉得信仰很没力了。
Because she already felt very weak in faith.
她有时候就她都偷偷去的，她通常去聚会都偷偷跑去的。
And so usually when she goes to attend service, she does it secretly.
有时候她去工作，她就把工作放着，十一时间到了，赶快冲去。
And so sometimes she'll be working the field, and then when she sees the service times,
聚会完的时候再赶快跑回来。
She'll run away to the service and then run back.
有时候去的都太晚了，人家已经快要唱诗祷告了，到底没听到。
When she steals away for a few moments, the service is already almost over. They're just gonna sing hymn and pray.
但是她都觉得，即使去那边祷告都值得。
But to her, even just joining the prayer was so precious.
为什么
？Why？
因为到教会祷告，你不用担心别人听到吗？
Because when you're praying at church, you don't have to worry about others looking at you.
你在教会唱诗的时候，你可以大声唱诗。
Because when you're in church and you sing him, you sing it loud.
你在这边的时候敬拜神理所当然。
And you can worship God freely.
跟弟兄姐妹一起祷告，她觉得很有力。
And she could feel the power in being able to kneel down, brothers and sisters, pray.
所以她就很珍惜每一次的安息，她都一定要到。
So every Sabbath to her was such a precious event.
如果她可以的，她一定来。
And so if she could, she would make all means possible to attend the service.
即使有时候回去都会真的这样被打，她都觉得甘愿了。
So even though she would be beaten black and blue every time she went home, she still did this.
所以当时候我的母亲她这样一个榜样，留给我一个很深的印象。
And this left such a deep impression in my heart.
然后后来等到我高中要国中毕业要读高中的时候。
And so as I graduated to go on to high school.
那当时候在国三那个时候， there, 我们小时候都要写我的志愿做什么。
And so I was going to go to
ninth
grade.
对，小时候都要写我的志愿啊，你打算将来做什么工作？
We all had to write a like a personal mission statement, what I'm going to do when I grow up.
那时候我都跟我想一想之后，想了好久，就跟我妈说，我将来哦，打算去做老师。
And so I wrote down that I want to be a teacher.
我觉得教老师不错啊。
Because I think teacher is a good thing.
啊，又有寒暑假，又有反正就是很不错就对了。
You have the summer breaks,
winter breaks. 我们在做当老师，我们都知道，在台湾当老师很不错的了。
So everyone here who's a teacher in Taiwan knows how wonderful it is to be a teacher in Taiwan.
当时我都不知道有什么18%了。现在如果还知道有18%，那更好了，一定当老师去。
At that time, we didn't know that there's as a teacher you get 18% pension.
但是那时候总觉得说，这个做老师的工作很有意义啊，可以教导下一代。
Which is a very rich retirement plan.
所以当时候就想说，将来要当老师。
And so it was my will also to be a teacher.
国中毕业的时候就考试嘛。
And so I tested for the entrance exams.
我、哦、去考试专考上了。
And then I got in.
而且考高中也考上了。
And I got into the high school program.
那我的国中同学跟我说。因为我是住在嘉义啊，他跟我说：“哎、欸，某某人，我们去台南考试好不好
？”And then my friend said, "Do you want to go to the exam?"
跨区去考高中呢？
Go to Tainan City to take the exam.
我跟他说好啊。
I said sure.
为什么我跟他说好
？I said why?
因为我可以离开家。
Because then I could go far away from our home.
我如果留在嘉义的话，可能就要通学。
Because if I stayed where I was, then I would live at home and work at school.
那我如果跨区出去，我就可以离开家。
But if I go to a different county, then I'll have freedom for my family.
啊，结果我同学要我去考试，我说好。
And so I went with my classmate.
结果呢，他自己没有考上。
And so he didn't get in on the exam.
就剩下我一个。
But I did.
那只有没办法了，就现在就有几个选择，你要去读工专、读师专或者读高中。
And so I had a choice of going to a vocational high school or a regular high school or the different programs.
那结果后来想说哈，为了要离开家这个事情，我选择到台南去读高中。
And then I chose to depart from the home and go to Tainan to study.
那所以那时候要离开家的时候，妈妈就跟我说了。
And as I was getting ready to leave home, my mother said to me,
你现在离开家第一件事情。
Now that you're going to leave home, this is the first thing you must do.
要去找教会。
You must find a church.
当你有自由的时候，你一定要珍惜这个机会去查考道理。
When you have this freedom, you have to treasure this freedom to seek after truth.
要把这个道理好好的查考清楚。
You must know the truth deeply.
没有其他的神是值得敬拜，除了耶稣。
And pursue knowing this truth, because there's no other God other than Lord Jesus Christ that's worth your time.
没有其他的教会值得去，就是真耶稣教会。
There's no other church that's worth your time other than True Jesus Church.
嗯，结果我妈这样，她跟我叮咛，我早就知道了，不用她讲，我都知道。
I knew this even if my mother didn't tell me.
但只是让妈妈一定会这样子叮咛自己的孩子嘛。
But I knew that my mother would.
因为其实说实在的，离开家的时候才高中生而已，还很小。
At that time, I was still small.
很多东西还是不懂的。
I was just going to 10th grade. There's a lot of things I still don't understand.
但是高中的时候，我出去到台南去的时候。
And so when I went to Tainan.
这是我人生的另外一个阶段。
And this is a different stage in my life now.
真的照我妈妈所说的，我去的第一件事情就是找教会的。
The first thing I did, according to her instruction, was to find a True Jesus Church in Tainan.
骑着脚踏车自己找，台南教会很容易找啊。
And then I was riding a bike and I was looking for it everywhere.
民族路夜市旁边。
And I found it right next to the marketplace.
91号，不要90号，91号，反正就是很简单的，就是远东百货对面的很热闹的地方。
And I found the church at last.
一去就找到了。
As soon as I went there, I found it.
一进去教会的时候。
As soon as I entered the church.
通常教会都有管理会堂的人嘛。
Usually there's a caretaker at the church.
我们有一对老夫妻。我还记得很清楚哦，那个一个林伯伯，他们非常好。
There is an elderly couple called Lins.
他们对这个新来的学生哦，都特别照顾。
Now they are very compassionate and caring for new students like me.
那他就因为我们那时候高中早上星期六安息早上都要上学啊。
At that time, because we have to attend school even on Saturday mornings.
只有星期六下午之后才有办法到。到教会下课之后才能到教会去。
And we can't go to church until Saturday afternoons.
结果我们就到下课之后就跑到教会去了。
So as soon as school is finished on Saturday, I would go to church.
去了之后，然后这个管理会堂这个老弟兄们特别为我们这学生准备午餐，留起来。
This elderly Brother Lin would prepare a meal for us and save it for us.
因为我们台湾安息日午餐很快啊，很早啊。十一点聚会完，十一点半就吃饭，到十二点半就吃光光啊。
Because in Taiwan, they finish their service at 11, they have their lunch at 11:30, and so all the food is gone by 12 o'clock.
所以说就是说，你如果晚点去都没有了。
And so if you go there late, you're not gonna you miss lunch.
但是他就是这么体贴啊，他就为这些学生准备，然后说你们下课就直接来教会。
You're so considerate. He saved food for us, and he said, "Just come here as soon as you finish school."
然后就很有爱心的接待，特别知道我还没有受洗，我是慕道者。
And he knew that I wasn't baptized yet, so he showed extra care for me.
所以我就哇，那时候看到这个家庭，这个姐妹啊，真的很感动。
And I was so touched by the sister's love for me, this couple.
所以就这样的继续到教会去查考道理。
And so I continue to study the truth at church.
很喜欢到教会去了。
I really love going to church.
去教会就是听道理啊。
Because every time I went there, I could listen to gospel.
当时候在听道理的时候，其实自己对道理也不是很懂。
And at that time, even though I couldn't really understand everything.
但是就是对讲来说讲的那老传道长老他们所讲的信息，就觉得很感动。
But I was very touched by every message by that elder.
接着说他们这个道理啊，融会贯通啊，这个。整节的机会哦，都是用经节这样引来引去，引来引去哦，哇，这是很美好、啊。
I felt that this gospel was so good; it was chain linked, and all the verses that they referenced in the Bible.
那他们有时候讲一些见证就很感人。
And then when they spoke of testimonies, it touched my heart.
所以就这样子进入了这个追求道理这条路。
And so I walked on the path of pursuing after the truth.
当时候，教会几乎天天聚会了。
And during that time, I would go there to attend service almost every day.
每一天晚上都有不同的聚会。
Every night there will be a different service.
我们现在这里，我们见证会的时候是灵恩会一年两次才有一次嘛哈。
And over here we only have spiritual convocation twice a year.
那见证会是偶尔才有见证会。
And then we only have testimony sessions maybe once in a long while.
台湾那时候他们几乎每一周都安排见证会的。
But in Taiwan every month they had a testimony session.
每一个晚上。一周都还安排一天诗诵祷告会。
So every week actually they'll have a hymn singing testimony session.
然后再安排一个家庭聚会。
And then they will have a family service.
在这两个晚上的 那个整道聚会。
Then they'll have two evenings of sermons.
然后反正每一天都有机会就对了。
So every night there was some program at church.
那时候就很喜欢去教会聚会。
And I loved going to church.
每一天就想去听，虽然功课很忙，还是把它放着。
Even though my homework was so busy, but I still would put aside and attend church.
因为觉得这个值得，这个样的把时间花在这里值得。
Because I knew that it was valuable for me to spend this time here.
所以即使之后你要花比较多的时间。比较晚睡觉才能办法把工作做完，还是可以的。
And so even though I had to sleep late to finish my homework, it was okay for me.
所以就这样子，就经过一年的查考。
And so after a year of studying the Bible like this,
在1981的时候，报名说要受洗。
In 1981, I registered to be baptized.
那时候我16岁。
I was 16 years old.
还没有成年呢。
I wasn't an adult yet.
不过那时候我们一起的慕道的，在一起慕道的同的那个。这些青年里面有另外一个或两个姐妹，她也是父母亲都没有信主的，自己来慕道的。
There's actually two other sisters at the time who's truth seeking with me. They too, their parents are not believers like me.
那一次联会，我们三个人一起报名要受洗。
And that spiritual convocation, all three of us became baptized.
传道就把我们叫去问了。
And so the preacher asked the three of us.
因为都是高中生啊。
Because we're in high school.
问他说：“你要受洗，你父母亲知不知道？”
Said, "Does your parents know that you're going to get baptized?"
不知道啊。
I said, "No."
还好那时候不用签名啊。
That time they didn't require parental.
如果要签名就没办法了。
Because if they needed parental consent, then we wouldn't be baptized.
我另外一个姐妹我记得很清楚，她也是父母亲逼迫很厉害的。
The other sister, I also know that her parents persecuted her greatly.
她情况比我还糟糕，因为我的母亲是已经信主了。
Her situation is worse than me because at least my mother was a believer.
她是父母亲都还没有信，而且很激烈的逼迫她。
But for her, both parents were non-believers and they were very strongly persecuted her.
如果说要父母亲签名，大概不必了，不可能。
And so if they said they needed parent signatures, that would have been impossible for us to be baptized.
感谢主，这个姐妹现在还在教会里面，还很热心。
Thank God that sister is still now in the church and she's still very fervent.
她当时候我们共同的一个结论就是说。我们去跟父母亲讲，他们不会同意的。
At that time, our common thought was, if we told our parents, they would not agree.
因为我也知道，如果跟我父亲讲，他已经说 no.
And I knew that if I told my father, he would say no.
那他说 no 的时候，你要不要去
？And then would you go to be baptized still?
你也可以等。
You can wait.
但是，我就觉得说，我没办法再等了。
But then
我现在就要去洗礼了。
I can't wait any longer to receive the salvation.
所以我那时候选择，我先斩后奏吧。
And so I said, well, I just do it first and see what happens.
所以我们跟那个姐妹说，主耶稣恩典够用。
And then we told that sister that God's grace is sufficient for you.
啊，如果真的过不去，那就过不去，就去天国喽。
I said, but
没有关系啊。
If you really die, then so be it. At least you can go to heaven.
就这样子，传道说好，受洗。
And so with this kind of expression of faith, the preacher said, good.Then we will baptize you.
就这样子，那时候我们这几个青年就这样信耶稣。
And that's how the three of us got baptized.
那我们来受洗的时候，感谢神，因为我在我的学校高中的时候，有几个青年同教会里面的青年一起在去同学校读书。
And so there were several of us who studied in the same school.
就开始有团契，那时候高中生就有团契了。
Then we had fellowship, the high school fellowship.
就开始参与教会的工作。
And we would participate in the sacred works at church.
那教会的工作其实很简单，青年可以做什么工作
？And it's the easy work at church.
那时候都要看管车辆，到外面看车子，管脚踏车啊，管机车啊。
We'll stand outside.
顾着不要被人家偷走啊。
Make sure bikes are not stolen. Make sure the cars are put in the right place.
然后慢慢参与教会排一个祷告垫啊。
And then later on, we will start to put the prayer mats in order.
反正很多工作就是青年在做的。
There was a lot of work that just the youth would do.
打扫会堂啊。
We'll clean the chapel.
青年参与很多很多工作，不像我们现在这种情况。
Not like the youth here.
那我们现在青年也参与很多工作，但是那个工作不一样啊。
I'm sorry. Different type of works that we had that is different than what the youth do here.
那时候，后来久了之后就慢慢当教员。
And then later on, I became a religious education teacher.
就一起在教小朋友。
And then we would teach the children.
那就一起去访问。
And then we would go visiting together.
那时候，中华教育的教员都要到学生家庭做家庭访问。
And at that time, all the teachers would have to visit their students at home.
然后 办活动，带他们出去郊游、打球。
And then we'll have to take the students out to play ball and to go on field trips.
那青年是星期六晚上青年聚会，星期天早上儿童聚会。
And so it was youth fellowship Saturday evenings and children worship on Sundays.
那所以基本上这个放假时间都是花在教会里面的。
And so all of our free time was taken up by the church.
但是觉得就很喜乐啊，觉得这个工作很好。
But we felt tremendous joy in our lives.
所以一起在服事当中啊，就看到这个工作为神服事这个工作很满足。
Because it was so meaningful for us, we gained great satisfaction and joy from working for God.
所以当时候我国中的时候，那时候想要当老师啊。
So at that time when I wanted to be a teacher.
那时候没有去读师专，基本上就不必当小学老师了。
And so since I didn't go a different path, I didn't need to be a primary school teacher.
那时候想说不当小学老师，当国中老师也可以啊。以后考如果考上师大或是师院就有啊。
Then I thought I would just take the entrance exam so I can just become a teacher either in middle school or high school.
但是那时候来信主以后，真的进入这个道理，发现。
But then.
什么事情是最有意义的工作呢？
After I started studying and then coming to church, I realized what is the most meaningful job in the whole world.
那时候看到教会这些工人他们所留下的榜样，美好的脚踪。
When I saw the beautiful footsteps or the examples of the church leaders.
所以那时候就有一个意念啊，哇！今天如果像传道能够住在教会啊，住在教会里面啊，然后呢，又读圣经，又做工作，家庭访问，哇！这个工作不是很好吗？
That if I admire greatly, that if I could one day be a preacher to live at church and to serve God all day and study the Bible and visit and pray, this is beyond my imagination.
所以那时候就很羡慕这样的一个工作。
So I had an intense desire to really serve the Lord.
你所做的工作，神都给你纪念。
Because every work that you do will be remembered by God.
神又给你报答。
And God will reward you and give you blessings.
全世界哪有那这么好的工作？
And there's no greater career than this type of career.
比任何一个工作都好啊。
It is better than any
job. 都有意义，都有价值。
It's full meaning and value.
所以当时候心里面就有一个意念。
And so that I had that thought in my mind.
如果主耶稣愿意的话。
If Lord Jesus is ever willing to use me.
如果我有机会的话。
If I ever have the opportunity.
我宁可来服侍神。
I'd rather serve the Lord.
但是有可能吗？
But is it possible?
第一件事情想到。回家，你回家聚会的时候都要考虑的，哦，有办法这样做，这是有可能的事吗
？How is this possible? How, if I had to ever go home?
但是这件事情就这样子放在心里面。
So I put it in my heart.
这不是你要不要的问题。
This is not a matter of you're willing to do it or not.
这是神要不要你的问题。
This is whether or not God wants to use you.
这是你有没有机会的问题。
Whether or not you'll have this precious opportunity to serve.
所以我当时候对那个诗篇二十七篇第四节，就大卫他写的诗篇呢。
And so at that time, my particular verse of Psalm 27 verse 4 said.
他说有一件事情我曾求神，我能要寻求，就是一生一世住在神的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
This is the one thing I asked of the Lord that
27章第四节
that I may live, dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life and to see his glory.
所以那个当时候就这样子祷告啊。
And so I prayed in this way.
那同时也就在这样子继续聚会做圣工就这样。
And so I continued to serve the Lord and to attend services.
当时候给人生下了两个目标。
And so there's two goals I set in my life.
如果我没有去当老师
if I do not become a teacher,
那就一定要去当服侍做神的工作
then I must go serve the Lord full time,
如果有机会的话
if there is an opportunity given to me
后来高中读完之后就要考大学
and so after high school we had exams for college
考大学没有我们那时候考大学没有考上师范大学或者是师范学院你就跟老师说拜拜了
and so since I didn't qualify from the entrance exams to go to teacher schoolcolleges, I could no longer enter the career of teaching.
我那时候考上东海大学。
And at that time, I went to Donghai University.
就宣布不用想当老师了。
And so I told everyone I couldn't be a teacher anymore.
所以接下来就是要做什么事咯。
So then what else could I do?
那时候我读的是食品科学系。
And then I studied science.
Food, 食品。
Food?
对。
Food sciences.
就是搞吃的啦。
It's a food science, the study of food.
那时候 哎，感谢神呢、啊，这个工这个这个科系还不错、哦，这段蛮有意思的。
Thank God, this was actually a very interesting subject.
哎，神也安排了我们当时候在高中那几个同学。
And God also
大家一起跑到台中去了。
Arranged that the group of us who had served the Lord together, these youth, to go to Taizong and study together as well.
同一虽然不同的学校，但同一个高级班。
Even though we were in different colleges, but we remained together in the same church.
啊，这团契里面哦，高级班一起学习，一起服侍，大家都是很喜乐。
And so we were in the same senior class, and we served together with a lot of joy.
一起活动，一起参加学生联会。
The same fellowship, the same activities, and we attended together a spiritual convocation.
一起参加神学训练班。
And we also attended the theological seminaries together.
所以我们在座的有几个都是当时我的同学。
And so there's some people here that are my classmates from those theological
seminaries. 我们参加第二期的台湾的举办的神学训练班，第二期的神学训练班。
And so I attended the second annual youth theological seminar in Taiwan.
越参加教会的工作越多。就是年纪渐长，参与的工作就越层面越广越多越深入。
So the more that we, I attended these seminars, the more assignments was given to me.
同时也同时也看到很多教会的需要了。
And I continue to see the needs of the church.
但是当时的青年都有一个使命，一个感动。
And at that time, all the youth had a mission in their heart.
就是要服侍神。
Which is to serve the Lord.
我记得我在那个时代，1980年的。那个时候，这些青年真的很用心呢、啊。
In 1980, the youth of that time they really wanted to serve God with all their heart.
我们现在的三地辅导，在台湾的那个三地辅导，那个去辅导这些学生呢、啊，需要的学生呢、啊，从那个时候开始。
And so it was at that time that we had counselors for the aboriginals.
就三地的学生。
Yeah, aboriginal students began at that time also.
那时候有些大学生他们就骑车开两个小时，开车或坐车两个小时到那边教他们功课，然后教完之后再回去了。
And so a lot of college students would drive 2 hours to go to the mountains to teach these youth and then drive 2 hours back.
所以那时候就是他们在服事当中，但是大家都觉得很值得、啊。
And so all this work was so joyful, so meaningful for us.
那在那个时候还有一个很重要的那个教导，就是我们当时一些教会的前辈、一些长老、传道们一直鼓励青年，你们要把眼光放远一点。
At that time, there was a constant encouragement by the elders and by the preachers that you must lift up your sights further.
要把福音往外世界各地传出去，到世界宣道去，出国去留学。
Your mission in your life to go preach this gospel internationally,
当时候,
not just in Taiwan.
当时有很多教世界各地的留学生，我们从教会出去的都在当地建立了聚会据点。
And so many of us youth actually started Bible studies in their locations locally.
所以当时候这些长老们就给青年有一个这样一个眼光啊，就是说你应该把利用这个机会出去外面，然后把这个福音带出去。
When they share with us the vision of spreading the gospel abroad, it really brought us into new sights.
那当时候，小弟也是在这个环境下被教导出来的。
And so I was also influenced in this way.
等到大学毕业之后，就去当兵服兵役了。
So after college and I served in military.
服完兵役之后就去工作。
Then I worked for a few years.
我就到新竹去工作。
I went to 新竹 city.
那到新竹工作的时候，神又安排了我们当时候在台中读书这几个青年一起又搬到那边去了。
And for God also miraculously arranged the group of us youth also went to 新竹 to work together.
我们有四个青年从台南搬到台中，又搬到新竹。
So there are 4 of us. We started off in Tainan, city of Tainan together, then went to Taizong together, and now we're in 新竹 together.
一起服侍，然后到那边去开始组社青团契。
And so we served together so well that we started to serve and build fellowships.
参加教会的各种工作。
Participated in many of the church activities.
然后就去访问了。
And we would go visit.
青年去访问青年。
And youth would visit youth.
其实是最有效的。
And this is really highly effective.
我们今天青年，我们带慕道者来了。
And so today, when you bring truth seekers,
那么我们其他青年一起去访问他。
Then the other youth can go visit this truth seeker.
帮助跟进的工作。
And this is how you can follow up on a work of God.
结果这些人后来好多人都在信主啊。
And this is how many of the other youth came to Christ as well.
所以呢，就当时候在这种服事当中，觉得 很高兴，很满足。
And so we felt great joy and satisfaction in serving the Lord in this way.
那在我在信主工作的同时啊，后来我在那个时候结婚，两年之后结婚了。
And then in Hsinchu, I got married 2 years later.
那结婚之后，那时候刚好就想说，应该是要有个机会，是不是能够到外面去读书
？And then I was thinking that maybe there will be an opportunity for me to study abroad.
因为我在一个研究单位工作，那研究单位很注重学历。
Because I was working in a research department, and they were they really emphasized on having some sort of scholarship.
Degree,
some sort of advanced degree.
你如果没有那些学历，永远都是做小弟啊。
And so, if you don't have some sort of advanced degree, you will always be the staff.
所以当时候已经不用当老师，因为没有机会了。
Since I couldn't be a teacher anymore.
我想说不当老师，那就去读个学位也好啊。
Then I thought maybe I should pursue higher education.
也许将来可以不到高中，可以到大学去啊。
Maybe I can go teach in a university.
所以呢，当时候想说应该去进修一个学位。
So I wanted to pursue some advanced studies.
但是，这不是你要去就有啊。
But it's not that if you want to, that you get it.
你花很多钱，你要出国留学，你要很多钱呢、啊。
If you have to go abroad to study, you have to spend a lot of money.
今天如果没有经费资源，很多人有想要读，也没有机会读啊。
So if you don't have the funds, how are you going to go abroad?
所以当时候，我那个就感动，就是不知道神意思如何，然后但是想只是说，如果有机会的话。应该出国留学，然后到世界各地去看看呢、啊。
So I prayed. I didn't know what God's will for me was. If there was an opportunity for me abroad.
台湾岛一个岛小小的而已啊。
And Taiwan is such a small island.
你没有看过那个什么叫大草原
？I never seen a big meadow before.
大草原啊，那个 plain， 那个 prairie。
Prairie. You never seen a prairie before.
就看到一望无际的那个哦，这个有时候在那个文章里面看到那个。很令人羡慕啊！哇，这个场面不知道是怎么样。
And so when you read about endless prairies, you don't even know how it looks like.
然后就是想说有机会就能够出国留学。
And so I'd like to see all those sites and maybe I can go abroad.
后来真的提供给我一个机会。
And then God actually gave me a chance.
就在1993的时候。
In 1993.
我得到一份奖学金。
I received a scholarship.
然后有一个学校接受我来读书。
And there's a university here that received me.
然后呢，就给我全额奖学金让我去读了。
They gave me full scholarship to study.
但是那个学校就在 North Dakota.
But that college is in North Dakota only.
那就真的，那个时候才看到什么叫做 prairie， 一望无际的平原。
Then all I could see for endless miles was prairies.
我们如果有去过中西部，你就知道那个什么叫做平的。
And then if you go to the Middle Eastern United States, you'll see a lot of prairies.
我们在座，如果经过那个中西部的，像中西部这些地区，你就知道什么叫平的。一望看过去，开车开两个小时都是平的，什么都没有这样。
In the Midwestern United States, there's so many prairies. It's very level.
这是一个非常巨大的转变，对我当时来说。
And this environment is a great change what I'm used to.
我在出国以前，我是住在教会里面。
Before I left Taiwan, I was living in a church.
我住在关东桥教会。
I was living in a church called Guangdong Judy's Church.
关东桥在那里上班回来的时候就回到教会就当管会堂的。
I was taking care of the church, so after I went to work, I would come home to church and take care of the church.
所以我在这个住在教会里面就很好，很非常喜乐。
And so I really liked living at church.
因为在教会里面你认识好多人啊。
Because when you live at church, you know so many people.
因为我那时候我太太已经先出国。
And at that time,
我自己一个人住在教会。
My wife had already gone abroad to study, and I was the only one there.
住在教会的时候，我一个老姐妹，哇，她把我当儿子看，当孙子看呢。
And there was an elderly sister who treated me like her grandson.
哇，她就常常到教会来，因为她就教会附近旁边而已，她每天都到教会来。
So she lived very close to church, so she would visit me every day.
我就跟她讲，我跟她听她讲见证，听她人生经历，觉得。非常非常有造就。
And I was very edified by talking to her because I would hear her life stories and testimonies.
除了工作之外，就是教会。
And so besides work, it was just church.
现在来到了 North Dakota 之后。
But now when I came to North Dakota,
只有你一个人。
There's only one person.
最近的教会在 Chicago 教会是650 miles away.
The closest church was 650 miles away.
开车要开12个小时。
Chicago church, and which is 6 hours of car driving.
12个小时.
Twelve hours of driving.
一年只能够去教会一次.
And I can only go to church once a year.
从一个那个生活很忙的生活, 现在可以放在那边, 但是另一方面也很专心读书了.
And from a very deep church life to almost no church at all, but at least I could concentrate on my studies.
在那里, 经过了9年的时间,
and I lived there for 9 years.
这9年里面, 也很感谢神, 本来从一个人呢, 本来我自己一个,
at first it was just me there.
后来我的太太也搬到那个地方去,
and then my wife came.
另外一个学校, 但是附近,
she was another school which is in the vicinity.
然后我的女儿出生, 三个人,
and my daughter was born, so this makes 3 of us.
我们就有一户在那里了.
And so we have a family in North Dakota now.
结果呢, 我们芝加哥教会的信徒们, 他们哦, 就来我们家访问.
And so the Chicago members came to visit us.
他们来访问的时候是星期五晚上12点或凌晨1点的时候开车.
And so they'll drive at around midnight on Friday evening.
开车开到我们那里的时候是早上10点半.
And so by the time they get to our location, it'll be in the morning at 10:30.
就跟他们一起聚会, 守安息日.
And so they'll keep the Sabbath day with us.
守完安息日之后下午5点,
and at 5 p.m.
简单用完晚餐,
after
开车回去,
dinner, they'll drive back.
开到回到芝加哥的时候是半夜3点.
When they get back to Chicago, it's 3 a.m. at night.
然后他们就回去睡觉.
And then they go to sleep.
然后隔天去上班.
And then they go to work on Monday.
那这一部van里面7个人,
and this van, there's 7 people.
常常这里面有2或3个老姐妹.
And there's 2 or 3 elderly sisters in this van.
他们就是为了要来看我们呢, 他们就宁可, 他们就愿意这样牺牲了.
And because they loved us so much, they would suffer and sacrifice their life. Like
所以有人说真耶稣教会人没有爱心呢.
But then, so people say, True Jesus Church has no love.
我就说这些人是因为是没有良心.
I say it's because these people have no conscience.
你如果体验过什么叫做爱心, 就知道被他们爱心感动.
Then if you've ever been loved by members, then you'll know what it means to be loved.
说实在的，你很少听到有教会的信徒，他愿意这样子去关心他们的自己的信徒的。
Because you hardly ever hear of other churches where they actually care for their members in such a way.
所以我在那里就被这样子访问, 我就觉得, 哇, 很感动, 这个就是, 这个就是真的叫做把主的道理行出来。
I was really touched by how they expressed the love of Christ in this way by visiting our family so far away.
那后来我们这一家以后, 后来因为教会的关心啊, 安排有长执啊, 或者弟兄去访问我们。
And so there was always preachers, elders, brothers that came to visit us.
他访问我们的时候, 通常后来因为一个人就没办法开车了, 就搭飞机来的。
Now they would fly on the plane to come to see us.
那搭飞机, 到飞机来, 我想说, 哦, 这个这么远的路程哦, 转机转好几趟才在那里, 我觉得跟我们一家人聚会太可惜了。
And then I just thought it was really wasteful for them to go on a plane to come here and spend all that expense.
后来就邀请我的同事, 实验室的同事一起来听啊。
Then I invited my other classmates to come listen.
诶, 感谢主, 后来就这样子, 家人聚会,
thank God, this is how we formed a new family service.
有三户他们就一起来听道理。
And now we have 3 families.
安息日的时候就, 就一起守安息日。
And then we could keep the Sabbath together.
安息日就是看, 看录影带啊。
And on Sabbath day, we'll watch the videotapes of the sermons.
哦, 啊, 然后就从, 从头到尾啊, 就从早到晚, 真的是安息日啊。
From the morning to night is really a whole day of Sabbath.
每一个安息日就会听, 听很多个道理。
And so every Sabbath you could watch a lot of videos of sermons.
查经,
and then we'll study the Bible.
诶, 结果, 哦, 感谢主, 主耶稣带领啊, 他后来有2户来信主, 受洗。
And so thank God, it is in this way that 2 families were baptized into the Lord.
那我们就发现说, 安息日很, 很享受。
And so we really enjoyed Sabbath day.
那后来灵会的时候, 我们就一起开车, 到芝加哥教会去参加联会。
And then from then on, spiritual convocational, 3 families would drive down to Chicago.
这是我们说每年都一次开车十三个小时，一趟12个小时去参加联会了。
And so we'll drive that 12 hours to Chicago.
然后再回来。
And then return.
啊，去上课。
And then to attend class.
继续守安息日。
And then continue to keep.
就这样子，日子就这样过。
And this is how our life passed.
那在在这 这个 日子当中啊，
and during this time,
你学生总不能永远当学生啊。
I couldn't be a class student anymore.
有一天总要毕业啊。
One day I must graduate.
我感谢主，我这九年当中，虽然读了很久了。
And so even though I studied for 9 long years,
我们很多同学都说都怕毕业嘛，因为都怕找不到工作。
And so some of my other classmates were afraid to graduate because they don't know they'll find a job.
那我读这么久是刚好实在是神的恩典，但是我个人觉得说做学问也不能够很赶，因为哦做学问就像练功夫一样。
And I knew that you couldn't rush through the studies because it's like practicing kung fu. You can't just compress everything in a short period of time.
要把它读得完整，其实一定要用心用时间才有办法的。
If you really want to get that advanced degree, you have to spend the time, invest in it to become an expert.
我那时候想说，人的脚步神的安排，所以不用急。如果神要安排你哪一个脚步，神一定会给你带领。时间到了就会给你带领。
And so, since I knew that all of our man's footsteps are directed by the Lord, I was in no hurry.
所以当时很多同学他们就在担心说啊，等下当然是找工作啊，毕业之后怎么办啊，他都很担心啊。
So whatever God's timing is at hand, I would graduate in a good time. And so other students would be worrying about graduation and about jobs, and I wouldn't be worrying.
那当时候我一个深深的相信神的应许，说主耶稣安排，时间到了神一定会安排给我一个工作。
I truly believe
我不用自己去担心了。
That God will arrange the perfect job for me, and I wouldn't have to worry about it.
现在问题是说，你想要做什么？你可以做什么工作
？But at that time, I didn't know what kind of jobs I could interview for.
当我的教授跟我说你可以毕业的时候
，And so when my professor told me I could graduate,
我那时候就想说，我到底要去做什么
？And then I didn't know what I could do.
我要去向做教授，在整天埋在实验室里面，不但埋在实验室，回家还要看报告，反正你就是完全投入，全心投入。
Do I continue want to do research all day long and then come home and still read more research reports?
然后还要动脑筋去拜托人家说拜托，你给我一些钱哦，来帮你做研究，来给你服务。
And then have to constantly apply for grants to ask them for funding.
或者你要去服侍神。
Or you're gonna go serve the Lord.
或者去公司工作。
Or you work in a company.
所以当时候我在想，这到底要走哪条路啊
？So I didn't know which road I should take.
常常想到信仰的问题，我就想说，到学校去工作这件事情可能不值得。
And then I thought, well, it's not really worth it to work at a college.
因为我看到我自己的教授他的生活，我就知道走这条路没有办法服侍神，那是不可能的。
I saw how my professor lived. If he dedicated his life to academia, you'll never be able to serve the Lord.
因为他基本上已经是全部的时间都在那里面。
Because he's dedicating his whole life to the lab.
那所以我当时我想说，如果要服侍神，这条路应该不要走。
So I knew that this is not a road for me to take.
那简单的就是去公司上班啊。
And so it'd probably be easier if I just worked at a regular job.
所以当时候我就想说，去上班比较简单，以后还可以有时间做神的工。
So I began to search for a job because I thought at least I would have time to serve the Lord in weekends.
就在我这样想的时候
，And while I was thinking this way,
我就是要毕业的时候
，As I was getting ready to be
graduate, 有一个人打电话给我
，A company called me.
那这个人是我是两年前曾经认识过的一个人。
And this is someone that I used to know 2 years ago.
因为他两年前我在参加会议的时候曾经丢过我的 resume， 他跟我 interview 过。
Because I had given him my resume 2 years ago, and he interviewed me.
啊，结果他就问我说我在做什么。
And he asked me, "What are you doing?"
他是打打看啦，因为两年前的名片呢，可能早就已经过期了嘛。
And he just called me out of blue. I mean, it was 2 years ago. Why would I still be?
啊，结果我接到以后，他就问我说你在做？我说我要准备毕业，准备找工作。
And I informed him that I was getting ready to graduate and find a job.
我还没有完全毕业，只是说我可以走了，我可以工作了。
I said I'm ready to work.
结果这个人就跟我说，那我现在开一个公司哦，要找个人做什么工作？你有没有兴趣
？And he said, "Oh, I just started a company. I need somebody like you. Will you be interested in working for me?"
看看啊。
I said, "Well, let's see."
结果他就跟我讲他做什么。
And then he told me what kind of job position it was.
然后跟我说。我问他说：“这公司会在哪里？”
I said, "Where's your company?"
他说：“在南加州。”
He said, "In Southern California."
我想到南加州， 一口就跟他答应好啊。
I said sure.
因为南加州有教会啊。
Because there's church in Southern California.
所以他跟我谈谈的很，反正说都可以，这个工作好好哦。其实心里面已经想说好了，什么都可以，什么薪水什么，通通没有再跟他讲这些事情了。
So whatever he said about a benefit package or anything, I didn't care. I just knew that there's a church and that's where I wanted to go.
就这样子从学校到了南加州来工作。
And so I moved to Southern California.
那这个工作其实很简单的工作。
And this work was actually very simple.
对我来说，我不用花很多的时间，没有很大的压力。
I don't have pressure and I don't need to spend a lot of time on it.
因为他这个工作性质是很容易应付的。
And this is something that I can handle easily as a research job.
因为我之前已经练功练很久了。
Because I've already honed my skills very well.
所以他这些工作我都觉得很简单了。
And so to me, this job was easy as pie.
啊，结果来到教会啊，来到南加州之后，就很好不容易有教会的地方可以聚会了。
So I was so glad to be able to come to a church.
那我们本来在那里家人聚会，这些受洗的家庭，他们后来也都毕业走了。
And so all those families that were North Dakota that got baptized, they also graduated and moved away.
所以我们就剩下自己一个家庭，我们走就没有后顾之忧，就赶快走了。
And so if we were the last family there, so once we leave, there's no one else left.
来到这里的时候，
就参加聚会，
到伯恩教会去聚会。
Moved here, we constantly attended services at Bowen Park.
一趟大概要35分钟。我住在那个 Rancho Cucamonga.
I lived in Rancho Cucamonga, and we would drive 35 minutes to church.
很珍惜每一次的聚会时间。
We treasured every time that we can attend service.
所以其实你说教会很远吗
？So is the church far?
没有，对我来说太近了。
To me, it was very close.
你跟12个小时比起来
，compared to 12 hours away，
太感谢了。
I was so grateful.
所以每一次聚会都不会缺席。
So I never miss a service.
那在这种情况下
，and under such circumstances，
我的工作的很。就觉得很舒服啊。
My work was very easy.
这个老板跟我说
，And this boss told me，
你这个工作大概3年应该没问题了。
You should be okay with this job.
然后想说3年，3年也不错啊。3年以后再看吧。
For 3 years is a term of this job.
那在这个时候，其实，在伯恩教会这一年当中，在教会服侍神。
So while I was serving the Lord in Bowen Park，
参与一些工作
，and attended and participated in some holy work.
那想说2-3年都没有去想说以后学生那身份怎么解决啊
？I never thought about how am I going to handle my student visa.
我想说神会安排啊。
God will arrange for me.
啊，结果我在这个公司上班的大概快一年，大概10个月左右。
And so after I worked in this company for about 10 months.
有一天，我的一个同事打电话给我。
And one of my coworkers called me from before.
就是我以前在学校的同事。
Oh, it was a classmate from my school before.
他当时候在科罗拉多上班。
He used to work in Colorado.
他那家公司。
And that company.
后来被我们美国一家最大的乳品公司买去了。
It was bought by a large company in U.S.
啊，结果那个公司现在他说要找一个人做研发的工作。
And so they needed someone to help with the expansion.
那个我的同事呢，他就想到我，他就跟我通知。
And so my classmate from before thought about me and called me up.
他说要我去申请看看，要不要我把履历表寄给他。
And so he sent my resume over there.
我跟我同事说不要了。
I said no, it's okay.
因为那里又没有教会了。
I said there's no church in Colorado.
好不容易来到这里可以聚会。
I came here just so I could attend services.
我不想再回去那里。
I don't want to go to another place without church.
啊，结果我同事跟我说，你没关系，你把你的履历表寄来吧。
I said
你再看看再决定，也没不迟啊。
My classmate said just send your resume and then you can make a decision later on.
我想想也有道理嘛。
And I thought okay.
我就把我履历表寄去。
And so I sent my resume.
那公司就叫我去 interview.
And I went for an interview.
Interview 之后 ，interview 完，这个就是那个老板啊，老板 CEO 来 interview 完之后，当场跟我说：“你越快越好，什么时候来上班？”
And so the CEO offered me the job right on the spot.
那所以我那时候我就跟他说：“对不起，我先回去想考虑考虑了。”
And at that time I said, "Oh, let me think about this for a while."
我回去问我太太。
I have to go ask my wife.
然后我再决定这样子。
And then I'll make a decision.
其实我心里面是真的很不想。
Actually, my heart, I'm not willing.
因为我现在麻烦的就是，我要不要放弃这个机会
how can I let go of this opportunity?
但是我如果接受了，我没有办法聚会，我离开教会了。
If I went to Colorado, I can't attend services anymore.
所以我当时真的是觉得我自己去找了一份，去搬了一个石头要扎自己的脚。
And then I thought,
要不要把它扎下去？
It's like carrying a stone, trying to hit my own feet with a stone.
所以我就回去想，祷告吧。
Then I thought I would go home and pray. 看主的时候，
看主的时候意思如何？
Pray, what is the will of Lord Jesus?
结果我就回去，就从科罗拉多 Denver 回来南加州了。
So from Denver, I flew back to Southern California.
打电话跟我太太讲，然后就跟她讨论。
I discussed with my wife.
我就祷告，看主耶稣的带领。
And so we said we'll pray and ask the Lord to guide us.
好，那当时我心里就想。
And at that time, I thought.
我就想说哈，我用这个 offer 来跟我老板谈加薪的事情。
Then I could use this offer to talk to my existing boss about increasing my current salary.
因为我已经打算不走了。
Because I was thinking I'm not going to leave.
所以我想说我的老板，他之前因为我一口答应要来这里，所以他也不给我，他都没有跟我讲什么 benefit， 我都不知道啊。所以其实他给我的薪资不是很高啊。
Because my current boss doesn't pay very good.
啊，所以我就想说，我就拿这份工作要来跟他讲，是不是要考虑给我加薪。
So,I took this offer to try to challenge him to increase my salary.
我心里就是这样想而已啊，还放在心里都没有讲啊。
I'm thinking my heart. I didn't say anything.
哎，想要找哪一个适当的机会再来跟他讲这种事。
And I wanted to find
讲钱的事情伤感情嘛。
Opportune time to discuss packages.
啊，结果神都知道你前面的路在会发生什么事。
But God knows everything that's going to happen.
两个礼拜以后。
So 2 weeks later.
一个礼拜一。
On Monday,
就是我们休那个 weekend 之后的星期一啊，隔天星期一去上班呢、啊。
And so when I went to work,
星期一中午的时候
，and noon time，
才刚刚吃完午餐。
After lunch，
那个老板来说
，and boss came to me and said，
五点之前
，before five，
把你们私人的物品全部搬走
，take away all your personal belongings，
你们的工作已经没有了
，you don't have any more jobs here。
为什么会这样子
？Why did he say that？
就是因为我们那个这个公司是跟另外一个大公司 contract 大企业的。
There is a contract on for this research job.
我们这个公司是帮他们做研究。
And this our company was a subcontractor to help with the research.
所有的资金都从这个母公司来的。
And all the funding came from this main company.
啊，结果那个两个头哦处不来啊。
But then the two heads of these two companies could not get along.
这个大老板这个美国人哦。生气了
，and so the bigger boss of these two companies
吵闹翻了之后，就把那个企业终止。
Terminated the contract, the subcontract.
然后就跟他说：“你们现在因为所有东西都是他们的嘛。”
Because everything belongs to the large company.
你们现在这个企业终止，你们五点以前把你们东西全搬走，不要你们了。
And so they fired all of us and said, "You have to all go now."
哇，当时候我的同事五个人全部都愣在那边呢、啊。
All five of my coworkers were shocked.
想的问题跟刚刚我们陈弟兄讲的一样。
And thinking of the same problem that Brother Charles was saying.
接下来这些账单怎么付
？How are we going to pay for our monthly bills？
大家在那边不知道怎么办的时候。
Everybody was flabbergasted. They didn't know what to do.
我心里面哦，因为真的是感谢主了，感谢不尽，你知道吗？
And but in my heart, I was joyful because I was so thankful to God.
我都知道，哦，原来神知道，神已经准备了这个工作在那边等我。
Oh, so no wonder God prepared this job for me already.
所以大家在那边很紧张的时候，我就很镇静啊。
So everybody was really nervous, like a nervous wreck. I was so peaceful.
我就把我的东西收一收。
And I gather all my belongings.
还帮他们收东西。
And I help them pack.
因为我知道我下一步要在哪里。
Because I knew where I was going to go.
神的意思就是这么，神的旨意就这么美好。
And because God's will is so wonderful.
就是我们今天人生，你看，同这个道理，你看到，如果我们知道我们下一步要去哪里，你在这一段结束的时候，你绝对不会慌张。
So if you knew what your next step in life is, then you'll never be worried about what you're doing now.
你在想，今天如果我们知道我们以后有一个天国去
，Just like if you know that one day you're going to go to heaven.
我们如果很有把握，已经得到一个证据了。
And if you have received proof. Of this guarantee of
就好像那个工作 offer 已经给我了，其实他已经把那个 form 所有东西寄给我了，我都还没有填而已、啊。
Just like when you got a job offer, except you just have to fill out the forms.
那 我现在很简单，我现在这里结束，我就去那里啊。
Then you know exactly where you're going and when you go there.
救恩就是这样子。
And salvation is just like this.
主耶稣已经应许那个以后的住处要接纳我们的，我们以后就是去那里。
God has promised us His many mansions in His heaven above.
事先给我们一个证据，就是圣灵。
And has given us this proof, this is Holy Spirit.
这个世上结束之后。
And after you finish your life
in this earth,
you know where you're going to go in the next life.
那这样子你会害怕吗？
And would you be afraid?
不会。
You wouldn't be afraid.
所以别人在那边很慌张的时候，
so when everyone is scared,
我心里面其实感谢主。
I'm so filled with joy and thanksgiving.
结果就这样，还赚到了两个礼拜的休假。
And then I also received 2 weeks of severance pay.
就额外也有收入两个礼拜，所以。完全衔接，也没有任何的损失。
And I also got 2 weeks.
一天的薪水都没有少。
I never lost 1 day of wages.
神就安排你之后你要去的地方。
And God arranged everything all the way through.
就这样子。
And because of this.
虽然你很不愿意。
Even though you are not willing.
但是神的意思已经很明显了。
But God's will is higher than our will.
所以呢，只好再一次打包。
And so we moved again.
把所有的家当都轻轻框框的。
And moved all our belongings.
再送上搬家公司的车。
And moved it onto a moving truck.
再搬到科罗拉多去。
And moved to Colorado.
现在住在那里。
And so we live there now.
从2003年到现在又9年了。
From 2003 to now, it's already been 9 years.
但是这当中有神的意思。
And during this time, there was a will of God in this.
神的旨意是美好的。
God's will is beautiful.
后来才发现，才了解为什么神又要把我从这个有教会的地方再把它搬到那里去了。
Later on, we understood why God wanted us to go to a place where there's no church.
这是要回头再去看的时候才看得到的。
And this is what we can see now that I look back.
但是因为时间已经太晚了。
But because our time has run
out. 所以呢，我们现在只能够在这里停住。
So we will stop our testimony here.
下一次还有机会。
I hope there's another opportunity.
再把在科罗拉多那里所发生的事情跟大家做见证。
To share with you my testimonies in Colorado.
那我们明白神的每一步。每一个旨意都是美好，他为我们安排的每一个路程都是最理想的。
That everything that the Lord has arranged for us is the best and most perfect will for us.
所以我们的神真的是值得依靠的。
Because our God is worth our faith and trust.
我们依靠神的人真是有福的。
And those who trust in Him will not trust in vain.
你所有你担心的事情，神通通给你担负。
All the things that you're worried about, He will carry that burden for you.
如果我们有信心，
if we have this faith,
顺服神的带领，
to submit to His guidance,
我们在这个天国路上，我们可以很放心。
And so in this heavenly journey, we can relax.
每一步路都是滴下神的丰富的恩典。
Because every step will be under His great provision and guidance.
愿一切的荣耀颂赞都归给神。
May all glory and grace be given to God.
我们先一起默祷。
And pray in silence.